And so, you know, the amount of ability for the soil to store carbon, to grow more plants, and then that holds better moisture, and then so you have better temperature regulation, less carbon in the air, more food production. The more life in the soil, the more life above the soil. And that's just not really factored into anything economically, you know? And so we're kind of just heading towards becoming a planet like Mars with desertification everywhere because we're not taking care of the soil. The soil has 50% of the nutrients it used to have, so our food has half the nutrients it used to have. So we're getting more sick. It's a vicious cycle. But again, the large reason is people don't know how simple it is. You just put food in a different bin. Like, it's that easy. Just put food in a different bin and then put that bin on the curb.
Welcome to Mindful Businesses, presented by Sarani, and I'm your host, Vidya Iyer. In our podcast, we bring to you brands that are mindful in their practices and processes. A mindful business adopts and employs sustainable social, economic, and environmental practices. Today, we have with us Connor Miller, CEO of Black Earth Composting. He joins us from Gloucester, Massachusetts. Welcome, Connor.
Thank you.
As I was researching, I came across some shocking statistics about food waste. The EPA, Environmental Protection Agency, said that in 2018, 24% of our landfills were composed of food waste. That is even before the pandemic, even before the lockdowns, where all of us saw the disruption in supply chain, which caused immense amount of food waste. How is that even possible when we have hungry people and when we have other shortfalls in our society? How is this happening?
You know, it didn't used to be the case. People used to, my hometown here in Gloucester, a lot of the older houses have these, they call them swill buckets, that are in the ground where the pig farmer used to come over, step on a pedal and grab the food out of it two or three times a week. And all the food used to go to the pigs here. Then the pig farm turned into a nice, like, suburban kind of neighborhood. The pig farmer wasn't picking up the food for free. People just threw it in the trash. And that was probably 40, 50 years ago. The pig farmers didn't really come back, and it became really convenient to just throw it all out. And the landfill fees were cheap, but it's starting to change now, especially along the coasts. I don't know about the middle of the country as much, but yeah, the state of Massachusetts has implemented, and a couple more states in New England, implemented a 1 ton per week rule. So if anybody is producing more than 1 ton a week of food waste, that they have to separate it for either reuse for humans, like if it's in packaging and it stays fresh, that's the highest level. Then animal feed is the second highest. So fresh veggies and breads and all that goes to usually pigs. And then anaerobic digestion and composting pretty much get the rest. So the 1 ton per rule gets all the, like, supermarkets, colleges, the big stuff. And then this fall in Massachusetts, they're lowering that to half a ton per week. So that gets everybody that is around 1 ton, but says that they're under 1 ton to do it. Mm-hmm. Because that's actually like the largest portion of where the food waste comes from, is the large restaurants and stuff like that, schools that are right around a ton a week, but kind of dodge under that level. So Massachusetts and some New England states are moving pretty well on that. But then a large amount come from the households. But I don't think what we pick up from households is really capable of going to animals or shelters and stuff. It's like banana peels and meat bones and coffee grinds.
So when you think about household waste, listener of ours, Camille Gervasio, she posed this question to me. She says, when you think about household waste, there are four ways that you can use it. You make a vegetable stock, or, you know, beef stock, soup stock, basically, or you put it in your trash, which we realize is not eco-friendly, or you can even put it in your garbage disposal, because there are some municipalities who can use it for biogas. And of course, the fourth option is composting. So what about just putting it in your garbage disposal?
That's got a lot of other hidden costs in it. Like, you got to buy the garbage disposal. They break. They use electricity. They use water. And then when you get in that habit,